and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Katie
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Welcome to episode 189 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Welcome aboard, folks.
Hello there. Seems like deja vu.
I know.
All over again.
Like we did that.
I feel like we just did this.
Did we just do this?
I just had this great idea. We could have a green screen come down, and I could do like this. Like I'm erasing my face, and the green screen would come down.
Kind of fucking technology you think we got? We're sitting here with green felt behind us. That's about as far as we're going.
In the budget.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I already opened my beer, so I can't do that again.
Just wrap your head with green felt.
Houston, we have a problem.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Fucking A.
We
had a little interruption.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, that's all right.
We didn't get too far in. Jay said he was nervous.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the holiday festivities.
The festivus for the rest of us.
Which was, we all got together at your house for New Year's.
Yeah. Which was nice, you know?
And said inappropriate things in front of your parents.
Pre-New Year's.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I said.
Played Cards Against Humanity with my parents.
Oh.
And your mother seemed to be less embarrassed than the rest of
right,
your
right.
mother got right
and my daughter. The two people I was most worried about, they were like
looking at everybody.
I know. It's like, let's make eye contact with them and make them feel even more uncomfortable.
But it's not like you're saying it. You're just reading the cards. So
right.
It
is. Oh, I know. It's very uncomfortable. I would have.
The only thing I kept saying is, just don't make everybody laugh because you don't want to get the cards to read them.
Yeah.
So I was throwing the game.
I don't know what we were thinking.
The best is,
but we played with my parents before, so it's not like it was new to me. They've heard the shit that can come out.
The best
out of those
is that we had a special guest that stopped in.
Yes,
and that special guest had never played Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah,
and they ended up they kicked ass in the whole thing.
Being the big winner, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Jay was making a comeback, but he fell short. Didn't have enough. We didn't have enough cards to finish it.
I think
But that person
guest even said, "Do I really have to say this?"
Yeah. The best is when they took their cards and they looked at them for the first time and didn't know what the whole game was about.
Yeah.
Like, well, you'll figure it out. Yeah. And they looked at it and they were like, oh my God.
I did get a little drunk for sure.
Oh yeah. You got real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went a little far on the limoncello.
Rule number one.
That was good.
It is so good, right? It's so hard not to drink it.
I thought rule number one was don't drop the soap in prison.
No.
No?
Rule number one. Don't drink more than two shots of limoncello.
Okay, but I'm still going with the don't drop the soap in prison.
Well,
I guess
you're
going to
use that one,
situation.
I think rule number one is don't go to prison. And then you don't have to make that rule.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
That's right. You know, that's kind of fucked up too. I get in these YouTube wormholes, and some of the craziest shit I've ever seen are like prison movie. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like clips, and I've seen a lot of fucked up things on movie, like prison clips. Really fucked up things. I don't know
fucked
why
up things.
Had to talk about that, but I definitely like.
Don't want to go to prison.
No, I just want to stay.
I don't want to go to prison.
I just want to stay out of there.
John doesn't want to go to prison.
And then I don't have to make rule number one: don't drop the soap.
Yeah,
because the soap I use is a all natural soap. It's not on a rope. It's super dangerous.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
That's hilarious. I want to see the that clip.
You keep saying you want to see that.
I seen it once before. It makes me laugh my ass off. He's so serious. Like, I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things. fucking funny.
I think like right before Christmas, me and you watched a few American Dads.
Hilarious. Mm.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
The new ones aren't as good. I've been watching some of the new ones.
We watched one where the fish was telling the mother to straddle his bowl. So
yeah. Yeah. The last one we watched, she got amnesia.
Yeah.
That one. That one was hilarious. No, we just have to recreate her.
Recreate everything.
And then she'll be back to normal.
Oh, jeez.
That's good stuff, man.
Good stuff.
Do it.
When I bend over to push the button, my ass will be the last thing you ever see.
Yeah, so we were going to do this 2 weeks ago, but like we said, holidays got in the way and festivities.
All of this? Festivus?
Everybody have a good Christmas? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes?
I had a good Christmas.
Yeah. That was good.
Good Christmas?
Good. Mine isn't over yet. I still have one more.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I still have one more.
You and...
exchange on Monday.
You and your mysterious...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll call them partner.
That's right.
We'll let you guess if John's gay or not.
That is still Christmas.
It is.
It's not over because like the stress is still there. It's like I don't know if I feel like I
actually think
it's
Sunday.
You spent enough or you did enough, that kind of thing. So the stress is still there a little bit.
No, it's Monday.
Christmas for what?
Ukrainian Christmas is Monday.
God damn Ukrainians.
Actually, I was at my parents' house for dinner last night, and it's kind of funny. They celebrate. I think it's January 6th. The Italians celebrate.
They probably are on this. It's probably the same calendar. It's the 7th this year. Last year was the 6th.
They celebrate.
It's different calendar.
Abu Fana comes to visit. Like they celebrate Christmas.
So the Ukrainians and the Italians aren't celebrating when we celebrate on the 25th.
No, they celebrate Christmas, but it's about Jesus Christ. It's not about Santa Claus.
Oh. Well, I thought they were one in the same.
That's what I'm saying. It's
trying
not.
To find the explanation.
Christmas is about Jesus Christ. It's his birthday.
That's not on the 25th, then?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And they celebrate Christmas, Jesus' birthday.
They do.
But they don't get packages from a fairy on the 25th.
He's not gay.
He's an elf.
So the conversation at the dinner table last night was when they told me the sons of Italy were having a celebration for Abu Fana, who comes on the 6th, roughly. It's a female, brings gifts. And I said, Dad, I don't really understand that, because when I was growing up, if you were going to give me Abu Fon, it's a bad thing. That's a spanking. You know what I mean? So I don't understand how this
Hold it. Well, you know why? This is crazy, because on Christmas Day, we were Rebecca was here, and we just the three of us hung out, me, her, and Linda. And I was going through and I was reading on like one of these, I think it was MSN or something, and it had like all these Christmas traditions that are now like defunct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they like go back hundreds of even thousands of years. And like a lot of them were like beating of children. And I'm like, what the fuck? We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, see, look at that.
Yeah.
Abu Fana.
Yeah. It's not too far. Yeah. When you, that sparked that memory of like, that's not too far off.
The other thing that really,
which I guess Christmas started, is scary, like almost like Halloween type of shit.
So the reason why it's on they celebrate on the 7th is they go by the Julian calendar, so that's a different calendar. We use the Roman calendar for our dates, so it's actually that date in the Julian calendar translates to the 7th. Well, this year it's the 7th.
I want to start the Bob calendar.
Well, this is the old, it's the old Juan school, but calendar. I can't pronounce it. My mom could speak it.
So
I cannot speak it, so I won't even attempt.
So
you have to bring some of those words.
Holy Supper, eaten on Christmas Eve, which is the 6th. So
we use the Roman calendar.
Correct.
So we kept the Roman calendar, but threw away all the other great things that they did, like plumbing and and water, all that stuff, and decided we were going to shit in a box for a couple hundred years out in the backyard. I don't get it.
Dark ages. Big mystery.
Yeah, right?
Oh, it actually goes on. Oh, I didn't read all this. It actually goes on until, oh, no, disregard that. December 19th. Sorry. I thought it was January 19th. December.
May the jurors disregard that.
Wipe that from the records.
Wipe that. Strike that from the record.
The other thing was, my dad said he was really upset because Abu Fana comes, and he said, we need to leave the door open so she can come in. And his mother said, no, we can't leave the door open. And I said, there's a cat door. I said, wait a minute. Dad, you had a cat? I said, yeah, we had a cat. And I was like, I can't picture you like sitting on a chair with a cat in your lap, like petting. He's like, no, it wasn't that kind of cat. He's like, there was a cat door and the main door that the cat could come in and out, but we didn't feed the thing. You know what I mean? He didn't go like have a litter box in the house, and we sure as shit didn't pet him. He just came and went as he wanted to.
So it was a wild animal that
was a wild animal that came in the house and kept mice out of the house. Mm-hmm. So they were like, okay, you can go have a day here.
Okay. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, you didn't pet it. You didn't, like, go play with it. You didn't name it. You know what I mean? Just came and went and kept the mice away.
Yeah, well, you had an asshole cat, too.
I did. That's probably why he attached so well to us. Yeah, I know how this works. Fuck you guys. I'll do what I want. But that's kind of the cat attitude. Cats are assholes.
Yes, they are.
They can be.
Total
assholes.
Here, pet me. But, like...
Were you listening
like
to any of that?
Get you, pet me. And then you go to pet him like...
Did you listen to any of that? That Joe Rogan one that I was watching?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I was watching Joe Rogan's new Netflix special. Linda had gone to sleep, and I thought he had his headphones in the kitchen, and I was just laughing my ass off. Because it was funny. He had a whole thing about cats and dogs and everything. Mm-hmm. And about how different they are and stuff like that.
He's like podcast the man.
Yeah, he does a lot. Big time podcaster. He's always up in the top 10. His podcast is on that. But yeah, you know what? I don't remember this because it's been so long since I've lived in this neighborhood. But man, people get their Christmas trees are out the door faster than you can blink right after Christmas.
I see a lot of that.
Like, I mean, it's like midnight of Christmas Day, and it's like, whew, it's out the door already.
There's a lot of people that want it over. Mm-hmm. It's like,
but they still got their Christmas lights up.
I want that gone. Out. Holidays are over. Tree's gone.
See, that's what we always traditionally kept ours up through the Ukrainian Christmas. My mom liked to do that, and then
mom says the 6th.
Then after that,
her number.
Yeah, we always went like maybe a weekend, maybe two, if something got in the way and we couldn't get that weekend to undo the tree and stuff.
I did take most of my outdoor decorations down today because it was nice. And
well, that's the nice thing when it's not brutal outside.
Coming, so.
When it's not brutal outside. Right. Especially with those goddamn blow-ups. Yeah. You got blow-ups outside, and it hasn't snowed, and it's New Year's. I would probably be pulling them in get fucking iced in snowstorm.
Well, you saw
a lot of ground stakes.
Yeah. Well, that's why after that first year I had them, I put them to the pallet, screwed them to the pallet, and then put the pallet out there with it. Because once snow came, you couldn't see the pallet, and it just looked like a blow-up. And then they were easy to – you could really just – tug it and rip it right out without destroying the blow up on that. But I mean, these people were like, whew, out the door. Like our neighbors over here, they were like, man, they were one of the latest I saw bring a Christmas tree in. They were like a week before Christmas or something.
Well, I have a funny story.
And then they're fast out.
I don't know if Jay's up to date on this one. One of the funniest things that I think has happened recently is, the old studio, I don't know if the listeners or the viewers are familiar, but out in Amsterdam, one of the reasons why Bob was leaving was it's so remote. And one of the things that happened out there is they used to lose power a lot out there. So, like, it was a big bitch. Go ahead.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
So he was like, the power's out again. I got to go fire up the fucking generator, and he'd fire up the generator and plug it in and all that bullshit, and then he'd be all, well, I lived there for like 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. like through the transition of getting the house ready and all that stuff. And I think the fucking power went out like twice, maybe three times.
It went more than that, but it was more sparse. Like maybe
some of them were so few you didn't even have to fire up the generator. That's the problem. True. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about extended periods of time.
Yeah.
So Bob's been here less than 6 months. He's got a Generac outside.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't work.
It's not
that
working.
Doesn't work.
And they and
I need a new engine for
fucking power six times since they've been here.
And the last one was New Year's Day for 11 hours.
Oh, 11 hours. I was like, yeah, I think I'm coming over. He's like, just to let you know, I'm out of power. I'm like, okay, I'm probably not coming over.
I know Chris pitches all the time because they lose it quite a bit, and I want to if you were on the same thing.
Yeah, this is like you, but it's funny because I went down to get us some food because we couldn't cook anything on New Year's Day. I rolled down my window and you just hear all this hum through the neighborhood because they all got Generacs. Like every other house has a generator. We have a generator, but we got to pay like $2,500 to get a new engine.
Just need a few gerbils.
Fucking hilarious! Unbelievable. You move like in closer to the city.
Well, I forgot. I forgot how this area, probably Hell in a States, is the same way. We're kind of like second class citizens.
I guess it's on the. From what Chris says, it's on the Clifton Park. Something to do with the Clifton Park connection out there.
When he loses
power, that's why he
said that night I brought Samantha home, and at 1:46 and. Ball town.
Yeah.
That light was out.
Yeah.
So it's a long stretch.
So that's
stretch.
I guess it's all on the same.
It's got to be a huge grid.
Unfucking believable. Such a dick thing. That's what I said. I couldn't do anything I wanted to do. I wanted to take down Christmas stuff and shit like that. But it was like, can't do shit.
And his generator's not working. I could just see him in the front window looking at all his neighbors. They all got full power.
No, not all of them. But the people across the road just had one Generac put in September.
Makes me
laugh. They had people visiting and like a party going on for New Year's Day. Fuck. It's like, fuck you.
Fucking hilarious. Oh, hey, we're not doing any news, right?
No.
I just wanted to mention this.
You don't get any.
I heard it on the way home, though. No, it's good.
No.
No.
You should like it.
No.
We had enough news.
The UConn women's basketball team.
Yeah.
Lost for the first time regular season games in 5 years.
Yeah.
It's like 126 regular season games. They never lost a fucking game. They lost their first game Thursday night.
So they're good.
They're good. Yeah.
You think?
They're good.
Probably not that good because they lost.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Everybody's like, oh my God, they can be beat.
Yeah. Everybody.
And not a lot of people follow women's basketball, but ultimately, that's a huge thing. They were like indestructible.
Wow.
And we're going to have game night. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
of course
talking.
You didn't do that thing.
All right, you primitive screwhead.
Shut the fuck up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page, Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick. And...
oh. at 151 online.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Son of a bitch. And go check out 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Go and check out where we are playing in 2019. And go check out our new video for our single, Shake It On Down, which Jay hasn't even done yet.
Shake it on down.
I'll do it right now.
Shake it to the ground.
I'll watch it right now.
We already got that in the top of the show. Oh my Lord. And we got a new game to play. We got two series of games, but
yeah, we got a lot of games. Our family knows us well.
Yes.
We love to play games on the show.
Actually,
we get a lot of stock.
The funny thing is we kind of got the same game, but it's
different.
By different makers. Mm-hmm. But they're both movie games.
This was
quiz.
Bob's big movie game quiz.
So you guys are A-Track and Leadback Luke. Is that you guys?
Yeah.
I got the Games Den movie quiz night for Christmas.
for Christmas.
I haven't even opened it yet. I don't even know what it looks like.
I opened it up while you were just yabbering.
Did you read any?
I just took a peek, but I didn't see, like, I didn't look at answers or anything.
There it is.
Just watching Ed.
Look at that. Look at that video.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, yeah, there's our second.
Copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Well, it will be, right?
Yeah.
But it's ours.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. Unless we get unruly with ourselves.
Wow, what'd you pay for her?
We had to pay a couple dollars.
And I can't open them. Shit.
You can might as well hear it while we're while you're listening.
No, you can just don't watch it.
That's the video.
Yeah, it's the same as the song, John. I can see it in Jay's reflection of his glasses. Yeah, we just wanted to get another single out there.
Nice.
We got to get... we need to schedule more surgeries for Greg so we get...
We can arrange that.
We can arrange that.
Jay, break his knee.
He said it, Greg. I did.
I have a connection.
Break the knee, Jay. We need more videos.
We need more. I think he'll do them without the breaking.
I'm sure.
Just me. But, you know. God damn, these things are hard to open.
No, it's like you're messing
childproof.
With...
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na.
Yeah, right? Trying to open the fucking game.
It's like a 15-year-old
dangerous.
Trying to open a condom package. Yeah, he gone.
Hey, if the female's doing her job, it won't be gone for long.
That's right. Or she can do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
We are teaching things.
Yes.
Yes, we are teaching.
Don't worry about
because
it.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
I got that.
G.I. Joe.
Hey, what was it? Remember? Or like Sesame Street.
Was that on here? We were talking about that. Yeah,
no, it was at New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, New Year's Eve just became more of a big blur than I. I didn't know we were talking about Sesame Street.
We were talking about on the podcast, like Sesame Street.
Well, we have to bring that up. We're a teaching podcast.
That's right.
We're a teaching podcast.
Lots of learning.
This is a learning.
See, we've learned a few things today.
We have learned a lot of things. We learned something every time.
We learned that John wasn't ready with his word of the day.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, well, go ahead. Don't. I'm done.
We're like a side alley, though.
Yeah, that's right. Down at the end of the alley.
At the end of the street.
I went with Serendipity because there's a place in New York City called Serendipity.
There was a movie called Serendipity.
Yeah. I think it's famous for like hot chocolate and stuff like that.
Chocolate, I think.
Yeah. And apparently the
supposed to be chocolate and love it's famous for.
Really?
The definition of serendipity is
chocolate love or chocolate?
Sexual chocolate. Thank you.
Here's what's going to happen, Tonto. Kimasabi's going to have some flavor. I'm going to choose not to eat with you.
We're not going to eat together?
No. I like to recharge my batteries and shut down the engines and get myself back to neutral.
That's more like his avatar.
The definition of serendipity is the chance occurrence of events in a beneficial way.
Yeah, and I think, the movie, they do it with love.
Love.
Yeah. Love.
The chance occurrence of what?
Of events in a beneficial way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
love story. All right. Okay, I got it.
Sounds like a love story just brewing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You lover.
Lover.
I have no. We have to make up a game for these damn cards.
I thought it was a game.
I know, but it like it's more like a team's game. It's more of a team situation.
Oh, how many sets of cards you have?
Three sets. Comedy, Oscars, and action.
One for each of us.
One for each of you.
One for each of you.
One. Oh, look, it's the Doc, fucking drunk so piano drunk. Player.
You're so drunk you couldn't hear the sound of a barn.
No.
It's okay, I got two.
I'd say go to the other one, but it might take another. Yeah.
That's the same thing, too. Oh, it's a team game. Yeah. Okay.
So what's the rules supposed to be?
I don't know.
Don't know.
We'll make our own. This is the great thing about this. I got a pad. I got this. I'll write our names down. And what we'll do is, person gets a first guess.
Need like a spinner. That would be the. That would be the spinner wheel. That would be perfect.
That would be. Wow.
We need a big giant spinner wheel. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
I think you heard that
right.
Unless
there's one online.
Go fuck yourselves.
There's got to be an app for that.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
A spinner app?
Spinner wheel. Bet your ass.
Spinner wheel?
One
is that what we call it?
Look at all those fancy beers. Oh, I've had the Hoppin' Frog here.
You have?
Yep.
You are a Hoppin' Frog.
I've had some.
Well, we are on Sesame Street down the back alley of Sesame Street.
How's the music go?
Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Watch. We do that. We get sued and we get brought down by Sesame Street.
By a final straw. For humming.
By Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho.
I'm Kermit the Frog.
Hello. I'm Kermit the Frog.
And I'm here to talk about mud.
The best one, if you've ever heard it, is Seth MacFarlane, the guy who does American Dad and Family Guy.
He does everything.
No, he was on this talk show and he was doing the thing from the Liam Neeson. You know, I will find you. I will kill you, but in Kermit the Frog's voice.
I will find you. I have a certain set of skills.
So is this going to be... maybe, you know what would work too? Either the spinner. We could also have a like the buttons, where it's like a Family Feud thing. Whoever clicks in first.
But then somebody can't play and they have to be.
Well,
I'm trying to make it so everybody plays.
The spinner will be for who plays. The buttons will be for.
Then you might as well just play Family Feud.
There we go.
Oh, you found one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like spin the bottle, but with a sword.
Oh, is this so who goes first?
Oh, that's me.
You.
That's me. That's me.
So what do you want? Oscar winners?
Well, no.
Comedy?
I'll just read my card.
But you can't because the answer's right there. And you?
No, it's not. I think it's on the back.
No, it's not. The answer's right there.
Question. Oh, there it is, yeah. No, so I read it, and then you guys answer it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like that.
Like go and then start with Bob and then go to me. If Bob gets it right, then he spins.
Yeah. Okay. Right,
so you're first.
Do that.
All right.
Which U.S. city is The Hangover set in?
Las Vegas.
Bing, bing, bing!
Now do I keep going until I'm done?
I don't know.
How does that work?
I haven't established those rules yet.
No, I'd say you spin.
Right? Oh, so I spin?
Yeah.
Just spin it. That's fine.
Maybe. Free app.
What are you going to do?
I guess I have to hit spinner again.
Do 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 do.
Spinning the sword.
Johnny,
that's me again. Yeah, but who does it go to? That's the problem.
Bob.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
In Groundhog Day, which song plays on the radio each day?
I Got You, Babe.
Ah, he got it. Wow. He got it. Yes.
So is that two for me?
That's two for you.
Well, look at that.
Susan Arrow.
Oh, arrow. I like the sword, though.
We should have thought this out before.
We don't ever do shit like that, though.
God forbid.
We can refine the rules.
Yes, we're going to have to.
Has to be on a flat surface, apparently.
If it goes to John. Oh, nobody.
Fred the Blender.
Fred the Blender.
Fred, you're up.
Oh, this is going to be a long one, isn't it?
No, I think anything over there should be Jay. That was a good spin.
That was a good spin. Sorry. That was a little aggressive on that one.
Hey, you. Oh, that's
so I'm reading?
You're reading.
So did John.
No, Jay, me. Because I've been reading to my left. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What is the name of the third film in the Die Hard series?
Bob's got this. But it's not yours.
It's my favorite Die Hard movie.
You just went like this.
And actually, if Jay gets it wrong, you can steal.
Oh.
Die Hard 3? Oh, I can't remember.
Die Harder.
Can I guess?
Do you get a point if you get it?
No, I already read the answer, but I know it.
Oh, yeah, you can't, yeah, because you have the answer.
Okay. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
With a Vengeance, yes.
The one with Samuel L. Jackson and Jeremy Irons.
What was Die Harder? Was that 2?
No, that was like 15 or something.
All right.
They were like, die really, really, really hard.
Too hard. I know.
Too hard again. Maybe we should do that while we're answering.
What?
Spin.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Da, 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 da. A little aggressive on that one again, sorry.
It's spinning.
Bob. That's me.
That's Bob.
To Jay again. In what year was Minority Report released? Even I didn't know this one.
That's tough.
One.
2002. Holy shit, he got it right.
Holy shit!
Ding, ding.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I cannot. All
right. Jay got one right there.
Damn. Spin the fucker.
If I just hit, there's something that says spin on the corner, it makes it spin a little less aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
A little less aggressive.
Can I read one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'll take that one.
So it's to John.
Yes. How many times did Bob Hope host the Academy Awards ceremony?
Holy fuck.
Wow, these are out there.
5.
No.
Duh!
Oh, don't answer. That was what I was going to go with. 3.
No. If you multiplied 3 and 5, it would still be more than that. 19.
Holy shit.
My high number was like 9. You know what I mean? That's where I was like.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I never realized that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Juan?
Oh, maybe
it's
not.
Still. Oh! Another one. John gets another shit. In what year was the first Academy Awards ceremony held? What year? These are Oscar winners. This is the category. Sorry.
Well, Bob Hope had 18.
So 19.
That gives it at least 20. I've got to start a little before that. So how many years total?
No. What year was the first Academy Awards ceremony held?
20.
I have a guess. For some reason, it's in my head. While John is working on that, we'll go right to this.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, super duper variety power.
Well, I'm glad we're spreckin' the same lingity. Yeah.
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes. You have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
There we are. We're back. Good enough.
1969.
Oh, I know that's not it. I have two guesses, and I'm going to go with 1937.
What's your other one?
1939.
No. 1929.
Oh, way more ancient than I thought.
No, I knew it was. I knew it was there, but I thought it was in the 30s.
Spending.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I think that's you, because if I'm over here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you have all that. We have between Gene and Fred.
We haven't been calling these.
Yeah, we have. Last couple of times it landed kind of over here, and I called it for me and Jay.
Okay. I would say that's more John, because John should have between the two mic stands.
Which of the following films was not directed by Judd Apatow?
Apatow.
The 40-year-old version, Cable Guy, or Trainwreck?
Trainwreck. Oh. That was directed by Apatow? I knew he wrote it or something, but probably the 40-year-old virgin. No, Cable Guy.
What's Jay's guess?
Sorry.
Well, we're getting another one. Give me another one.
I forgot. No, well, I didn't. But he didn't give the answer.
Oh, he didn't.
Right. So
it was the 40-year-old virgin and.
40-year-old virgin, Cable guy, or.
Trainwreck.
I know it now. Shit.
Cable Guy.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Jay gets a point.
That was Ben Stiller, I think, who did that one.
Well, it doesn't say that, but.
I know.
That's you, John.
Juan. Oh, it's me then.
What is the name of Ellie Wood's dog in Legally Blonde?
What the fuck do I know?
No. Fucking easy one here.
Fifi?
No.
Okay.
Muffin?
No.
No.
Bruiser Woods?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
No points awarded.
I can't see all the movies.
Renee loves that movie, too.
And you don't know Bruiser Woods?
No, I don't.
Like that huge?
I'm not a huge fan. All right. This would be John, right?
Juan?
How many Academy Awards did the Titanic win?
7.
Twelve.
Close. 11. What's the score? 2-2?
I have 2. You have 1. John has...
I have 2.
What?
I have 2.
What ones did you get?
I just got that last one that John had.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
Oh, now you got to me again.
Here, why don't you give John one? Why don't you read one of these for John? Those are hard. Those Academy Awards ones. Yeah.
He could be here till like. No, we're only going to play till like 5.
I know, but you would like to get 1.
I'm not a sore loser.
So this is a nice easy one for John. What is the name of the Chinese consul's kidnapped daughter in Rush Hour?
Oh, jeez.
Nice, easy one.
Oh, I know. And he says it the whole fucking movie, too. No, that's the other one.
After I read it, I kind of...
Shanghai Noon's the one he's always going, Princess Pepe.
Chinese consul's kidnapped daughter in Rush Hour.
That makes...
Bob wanted to give you an easy one. What would mine have been?
Cream of some young guy.
Close. Soo Young.
So close.
Oh, so yeah. Close. So close.
So you probably would have gotten this one.
I'll give him that one.
Who was the first African-American woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actress? Maybe. Maybe not.
No, I'm laughing because I want to say something that's funny to me, but it's probably not right.
Go for it.
Grace Jones. No. Steel vagina.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Yeah.
After birth.
After Beth. You, John.
That's why I was just laughing. About. That's all I could think of.
After birth.
Birth. What? Well, I'm reading?
Yeah.
You're reading.
Okay, spin it.
He'd already did. It's
again.
Two.
Oh.
Which anchor starred alongside Will Ferrell in Step Brothers?
John C. Reilly.
You love this movie. That's a winner.
The Step Brothers?
No, you got it.
I'm actually not a big Step Brothers fan. But.
No, I thought that was the one with the, what are you doing? I'm burying you.
Well, that one line is hilarious, yeah.
Oh, John again.
Read it again.
Bob's going to
clean up here. Why don't you mix it up a little bit? I don't know. Let's grab one.
It's bullshit. Who directed the Hurt Locker?
Oh, man. It's a woman. And I can't think of her fucking name. I know it's a woman, and I can't. Kathy something or other, or something like that.
Alana Vagina.
Catherine Bigelow.
Bigelow. Oh, damn it.
You were in the wheelhouse there. You were. It was female. And Kathy.
And Kathy. It's a female good. Named Kathy?
Not fucking closer than I would have got.
Who's the...
That's what I said. You should have spun the fuck.
I did already.
Oh, sorry. It was me?
It was between me and you. I was what just going to go so you could try and get a point. But.
Well, now you fucked it up for everybody.
I have to get a point.
Now you fucked it all up.
Make it fun.
Not that's really. You.
Bob can win it all right here, right?
No, until you only got three. If we're going to play into five.
Feels like five.
Memphis and Sway are both characters in which 2000 film?
That would be Gone in 60 Seconds.
Damn, boy gets it. Bing, bing, bing.
Damn. Bing, bing, bing.
So knowledgeable.
Now I got four. I need one more. Spin. John, I feel John's going to make a comeback here. Sweep everybody.
Yeah, you better watch your ass.
Longest game ever.
No, we had ones that were.
Fuck. Yeah, longer. You gave the mega spin.
I did.
Woo! Wow.
Oh, that's like
dead center straight where nobody is.
That's Fred all day long.
It's a hair or it's Fred, so I'll take it. Oh, we just had this. I won't for that.
Don't do that.
I was like, almost the same question we just had. All right, here we go. You might know this one. Which film did Tom Hanks win his first Academy Award for Best Actor?
Tootsie.
He was in it. That's Dustin Hoffman.
Wait, I'm not done. I got to get the right
final
actor.
Final answer, Photo Fred?
No. Dustin Hoffman?
That was Dustin Hoffman.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I heard in my brain.
Tom Hanks.
Said Tom Hanks. In what year?
That doesn't
any
say.
Any year. What year did he win his first Academy? Now you got me all which
sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Which film did Tom Hanks win his first Academy Award for Best Actor?
I mean, Bachelor Party was awesome, but I don't think
that was. No. It wasn't Academy worthy, I don't think. Yeah.
Don't think the Academy would be
the Seattle one.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Sleepless in
Seattle. Is that your final?
That's my answer.
Is that your final answer? Bob knows.
Oh, so I'm going to win it right here. Philadelphia.
Oh. That was before?
You are correct, sir.
That was what?
Or he didn't get one for Sleepless.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
He got two of them back to back. Philadelphia and then Fort next year with Forrest Gump.
I would have said Forrest Gump. Yeah,
Let me see one of the comedy ones.
Yeah, I know. These are all.
I want John to get one right question before we leave this game.
God damn. We're not leaving till John gets a question right.
I don't know why you care so much.
You need to have.
You guys feel like it's important. I could give a rat's ass. Yes. Just fun to play games.
I don't even know if he knows this. He probably doesn't know that.
See, that's what, I don't watch a lot of movies. I don't fucking sit in front of the TV.
Oh, a year, he'll never get that. Here we go.
All right.
Which rock star had a cameo appearance in Wayne's World? They bowed down to him and said, "We're not worthy. We're not worthy."
Alice Cooper.
Yay! Ding, 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 ding. I got to get a bell sound. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you need one. You need a bell sound.
John got it right.
Yay.
Whoo.
Jay, you guys are happy now.
Which fast food restaurant are Harold and Kumar trying to get to in the 2004
White
film?
Castle.
Ding, 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 ding.
I should have just done all that category.
Let me see. What profession is Jim Carrey's character in Liar Liar, John?
Lawyer.
Yeah, John got two. Woo. Who wrote and directed Clerks? I know that one. And not because I'm reading it in the card.
I don't know directors. I don't pay attention to that shit.
Kevin Smith.
Oh, yes. Damn it.
All right, here you go. Let's see how many in a row I can get. They were going to do this for me on Christmas. They wanted to see how many in a row I could get.
Of all categories?
The Oscar one's a bit much. That's like super duper hard.
What is the first name of Owen Wilson's character in Zoolander?
Oh fuck, the one movie. I'm already out of the fucking box of nothing. Try another one. Get me started on a roll here.
In Girl Trip, which U.S. city do the characters go on a trip to?
I don't even know. I've never heard of the movie before.
See? You are defeatable.
Las Vegas.
No.
No.
Are you going to tell everybody?
No.
New Orleans.
No.
And the Zoolander answer was Hansel. What Jane Austen novel is Clueless loosely based on?
Give me one of the action. Start with the action ones.
Sure you don't want Academy Awards?
Start with one of the action ones.
You prick you.
You fucking went right to like the what the fuck cards.
No, I did the top card.
Which actor defined his Academy Award for best actor in 1973? Declined his Academy Award, sorry.
Marlon Brando.
I got a good one for you.
Yes, you're right. See, you didn't want
to. I started one already. There's one.
In Deadpool, what is Ajax's real name?
Oh, shit.
Whose real name?
Ajax.
Ajax.
Oh, he says it in the fucking movie. He's like yelling it at him. Like,
yeah, this is fantastic.
Oh,
and I know you watched it, so that's what's the beauty of this one.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I wouldn't know it, but it's beautiful because I know you've watched it.
Damn it.
And you pay attention to shit like that.
Oh, is it? I think I know it.
Go with it. Go with it because I really don't.
Is it Clarence?
No.
Something like that, though, isn't it?
What is it?
Francis.
That's us because I was remembering to
keep going. Seeing that John hardly knows any of these, he might as well read some.
I might as well learn some. What is the name of Bruce Lee's character, Enter the Dragon?
Oh, my God, Bruce. What is his name? I've been so long since I've seen that movie, and you don't pay attention to his name.
Exactly.
And what is? I don't know.
Lee.
See, if I had just said Lee, I would have got it.
Which actress starred alongside Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow?
Emily Blunt?
Yes. You finally got it.
What was the first non-black and white film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture? Picture.
Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Come on, we're rolling.
Which superhero film features the character Big Daddy and Rough Mist?
Sounds like an X-Men movie.
Sounds like a porn.
Big Daddy and Rough Mist. X-Men Age of Apocalypse?
Kick-Ass.
Oh.
These are so specific. It'd be nice if these were like multiple choice, some of them.
These were multiple choice.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
What year did Silence of the Lambs win an Academy Award for Best Picture?
It had to be the 90s.
Here's an easy one for you.
Hang on a second. 90s. I'm guessing 92?
Yep.
Whoa, look at that.
Yep.
I got a gimme for you.
Okay.
Which film in the Rocky series stars Mr. T as Clubber?
Rocky 3.
Yeah, bing, bing, bing.
What's your prediction for the fight? Pain.
Which film did John Wayne win his only Academy Award?
The Shootist.
Nope.
No.
True Grit.
True Grit. God damn it. The Shootist was his last movie. Confused myself.
This one, I'm curious. What country is the 2008 film Rambo set in?
Burma.
Oh, he got it. I would have fucking went with Vietnam.
In inches, how tall is the Oscar statue?
Well, when I measured it in my dick, it was, 12 inch?
Close, 13 and a half.
Oh.
Oh, I got two great ones right back to back here.
All right, shoot them out.
In Speed, at what speed must the bus be kept above?
55.
Ah, it's 50.
50, oh. Oh.
What is the name of Eddie Murphy's character in the Beverly Hills Cop series?
Axel Foley.
I knew you knew it, but it's great.
Axel.
Axel Foley.
Get the fuck out of here. No, I cannot.
Axel Foley. Axel.
Oh, here's a great one. Iceman, Goose, Viper, all characters from which film?
Top Gun.
Which Marvel superhero is portrayed by Wesley Snipes?
Blade.
You got it. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing was the theme song for which 1998
Armageddon.
Action?
Armageddon.
Bing, bing, bing. Which continent is the Thing set in?
North America? Obviously not.
South America.
Antarctica, it says.
Oh.
Oh, the Thing. Yeah. Oh, thing. I'm thinking the wrong thing.
Wrong thing.
It's the other thing. The other thing.
That's a gimme. I get this one.
What film did Al Pacino win his first Academy Award?
Sin of a Woman.
Yep.
Hoo-ah. Hoo-ah.
I win that one, too.
John's not sharing.
Which film by M. Night
Shyamalan
stars Bruce Willis as Samuel L. Jackson as unlikely superheroes?
Unbreakable.
He's...
Shyamalan ding dong.
Which 1999 film stars Will Smith as James West?
Wild Wild West.
I think that really brought on the whole steampunk movement, because steampunk's huge right now.
Think Wild Wild West was.
Oh yeah, I do. I think it was the catapult.
Actually, if you watch the original series, it was kind of like that.
Ooh. Which film starring Russell Crowe contains the line, "Are you not entertained?"
Gladiator.
I love that movie. I can watch a lot of that over and over.
Oh, the sixth season, not the one that we're in, but the one coming up of Vikings is going to be the final.
Next one?
Yeah. That's supposed to be later this year or next year or something like mm-hmm. that. Next.
I'm curious to find out what they're going to do with Game of Thrones. Everybody loves that shit.
Let's do this and then we can talk.
They're doing
all right,
prequel.
You primitive screwheads. Yeah. Listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also an Untapped at Jay's Brew and Beer Master Pick.
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Check out what we're playing in 2019 near you, and check out our new video for our second single, Shake It On Down.
Shake It On Down.
It's very good.
Which, if you listen to the show, is the beginning opening song of the show.
It is.
John, what'd you learn?
See, I always want to go to my word. That's the problem. That was like part of my learning process. You know?
I know, but then you could just do that every time.
Just a learning show. We learn so much, it's very confusing.
I'll tell you, I learned that the Academy Awards go way farther back than I really thought they did.
There you go.
It goes
okay.
back. Goes back much farther than I thought.
Jay, what'd you learn?
I learned that we need to find a game that John can win.
Yeah. No.
I feel bad, dude.
Well, we got two games of movies, so he needs
to win. You need to win.
He needs to watch some more movies.
The last like three games we win, you're in a rut.
It's not all winning for me.
Maybe you
it
need
doesn't
to.
Make me
we actually, you know what we got to go back to is that beer game. Feel, he was it, always yeah. really good at that.
It doesn't make me feel bad.
Whose was that?
I like playing games.
Oh, it must be in one of the. Good. It must be in a container.
Group activity. It doesn't make me feel bad for losing.
I know.
And
I
want
you to win.
I'm not sad.
You need to win. I'm sad.
I learned that when John hears the name Tom Hanks, he thinks Dustin Hoffman.
I know. I did. I totally did.
No.
It was a really
okay.
Bad.
So here's the question.
Well, those are my two.
But here's the question.
They might be my two top favorite actors. I think
Dustin Hoffman right for you. Okay.
Dustin Hoffman's really amazing actor.
Yeah. But and when you hear Tom Hanks, do you think of Dustin Hoffman?
That's obviously I did.
No, you did the other way around. I mean, when I say Dustin Hoffman, do you think like George Clooney? I don't know. You know.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just checking. No. Just checking.
I think George Clooney got a lot of, I'm not saying he's not a great actor, but I think his beauty carried him further. Were the other two? I don't think that's the case. I think they were fucking great actors.
Well, doesn't Clooney have an Oscar for directing?
Fuck Oscars. It's like this guy at work, I don't know how to go about this politically correct.
Well, we should stop right there.
Okay, I will. I'll stop at the description of the person. He likes to ask me.
Ask you?
A few questions.
Ask you. To ask you.
He loves to ask me questions about rock and roll. Like who I think is like the greatest guitar player and the greatest singer and all that kind of stuff.
And you said all the guys in 151, right?
and he got talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And I was like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is fucking
shit.
It's shit. It means nothing in our world.
Yeah.
Like getting in there. Nothing,
Jay had a microphone incident.
Has nothing to do with being awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had a hard time not going off about it. And I guess that's where it comes down to. I don't think that Oscars are the same quite so much, but in some respect,
it's politics in both.
opinions.
It's politics
and
both.
Politics and stuff like that.
Yeah, too. I mean, when you think about how did Al Pacino go until the 90s and without right. winning a...
Yeah.
You know, so, or I mean, or yeah. Paul Newman.
Awards
Paul Newman
to
went
me
to the 80s.
Are not a big deal. It's not... It's like, same thing with the games. Me winning, it's not... It
sometimes they get it right, though.
It doesn't make me awesome to win. I like to play.
I like to
games
play.
Games are play. It's
he likes to play.
It's all about the... Every step of the way is a part of the game.
He likes to play.
I like to play.
All right.
Yes.
Time to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
This was a little disheveled, but it was our first one back for a while.
Oh,
so
yeah. Well, it's been a while.
Even though you out there didn't miss any, missed a couple of... We haven't done one in like 4 weeks, so...
Yeah, we're back in the groove. No problem.
Yeah.
You're doing...
Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.